Yeah. You might say you were scared or...
Well, I feared it. I ain't gonna say I'm scared because I ain't scared. But I feared to go in the dark because I can't see you in the dark. But I bet you one thing, you come in the light, I'll see you.
Okay, you might say, I can't understand why he's afraid he...
But you can't understand why he's afraid.
Because
you can't trust people no more.
Okay. If someone is afraid of something, you might say...
Well, if you're afraid of something, you're just afraid of it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's not like going in the dark. You know, I don't know who's there in the dark.
But many times before, these people had been... Okay, here's an example. Say, what if somebody was afraid of having a baseball pitched at them? You ever know somebody like that when you were younger?
Afraid of a ball.
Yeah.
Pitch?
Yeah. And you might say...
I was playing ball?
Yeah. Say somebody...
Well, that's just like deaf. You don't know when you're playing ball. You don't know. When you know you're dead. Like you're pitching.
Yeah.
Hit me in the head, break my head. I'm just a dead man.
Yeah.
So I ain't scared.
Okay.
I ain't scared before because I know you ain't preaching to hit me. But that ball might get loose to you, from you. And how many poor people would die like that?
Yeah.
They get killed.
Now when you, what if somebody accidentally got hit in the head by a ball? And the next time he came back up, folks would say, I can't understand why he's afraid.
Well, you can't.
He didn't.
He can't blame him to be scared because he done been hit.
Yeah, but.
Well, he's afraid of that ball.
He's afraid now, but he, back in the old days, he.
He wasn't scared. He had never been hit.
He didn't used.
You say? He ain't used to hit him.
Yeah.
But after he was hit, he's scared.
Yeah, you say he's afraid now.
He's afraid now. He's done been a brave man.
But speaking about, he used to be, he didn't, you might say, he's afraid now, but he didn't use.
He ain't used to be scared.
He ain't used to be? Okay. Now, somebody who left a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked and he went out, you know, leaving all that money on the table and the door unlocked, people would say he's a mighty...
A mighty curious person.
Okay.
Because I ain't gonna leave now.
Now, what would you say about a person who did a lot of odd things and people never could understand why they did things like that? You might say, he's, you know, that old lady's lived in that house for herself by 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of what?
I couldn't say nothing about she's kind of nothing.
She's kind of...
She's just a person by herself. Now, she might be a person who's lost. A person who's lost. Don't care about you and me and nobody else.
What if she did odd things and
odd things?
Yeah.
Well, odd things is a person that don't know better.
She's just a little what? She's kind of...
Kind of off.
Kind of queer?
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy or...
crazy. That's the way you call that, crazy.
Okay, George, would you ever use the word queer? What would that
mean? Oh, yeah, I don't use it, but the best thing to use is crazy.
Okay. But what would queer mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Has that word changed its meaning in late years that you know of? Or
If it's do what?
Has that word changed its meaning, queer? If you said he is a queer, to mean, would that mean he is an eccentric, funny person or different or what?
Just a funny person. He don't want to be with you, don't want to be with me, don't want to be with nobody.
Okay.
That's the kind of person he is.
And what about a person who always, have you ever met any people, you know, that were, they always had their mind, their ideas made up about something, you might say. He never wanted to change. He was just, he was what kind of person?